Welcome to Behind the Investigation with Atlanta News First Investigates. I am Sierra Cummings, joined now with Better Call Harry. Hey, Harry.
Hi, Sierra. This is Sierra's 95th behind the scenes today. I just want all of you to know she's been up. I think actually you've been here now, what, 24 hours straight going through investigations?
Yeah, like 3 weeks.
One more. No.
But it's so much fun because we get to educate our viewers and walk them through how we found out about some of these stories and why we felt like we should dig deeper. This one affects me. So, you know, my ears are perked up. I am an AT&T customer and I got an email about my information possibly being compromised. And then later when I checked with the credit bureaus, there was this exclamation, like hazard sign saying alert on the dark web. So huge thing. It affects all of our credit and we can't get away from credit scores, Harry.
You know what? I'm glad I got your attention on this one. I'm glad. I hope we get everyone's attention on this one, because even if it's not AT&T, the AT&T hack was 70 plus million former and some current customers. I mean, we're talking millions of people. We're talking about, you know, names, addresses, phone numbers, possibly social security numbers, identifying information that could be used to open an account and steal or, you know, start a new credit card or take out a loan. So it's really important, not just for the AT&T customers. By this time, everybody's been hacked out there. Or at least,
unfortunately,
or at least so it seems. And you just have to assume that your information is floating on the dark web, which is why it's so important to freeze your credit. But a lot of people don't understand how to do it. And it's not just going to one credit bureau. There are three. So we decided to take a very creative approach, kind of a different approach, to show you exactly how to do it.
Think of it this way. If you knew there were burglars driving around your neighborhood with a list of unlocked homes and apartments, wouldn't you lock your doors and set the alarm? You'd probably call the police. But on the dark web, there are no police. That means it's up to you to protect your identity. Think of your credit like a house with three unlocked doors. Each door is monitored by a separate credit bureau: Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. That means if you want to prevent criminals from taking out a loan or opening a credit card in your name, you'll need to lock all three doors. And here's how you do it. Google each credit bureau followed by the words security freeze. Click on this one, Manage Experian Security Freeze Online. You'll need to create a free account since you don't have one. And then you'll have to answer several questions to verify it's you. In minutes, you'll find yourself at the totally free security freeze page where you can freeze your credit. Go ahead, freeze it. Door number one is locked. One down, two to go. This time, Google TransUnion plus security freeze and follow the steps. We're talking 5 minutes. That's all it takes to lock door number two. You're almost there. Google Equifax plus security freeze. Place a security freeze. Go ahead. It's okay. And door number three is locked. What does it all mean? It means no one can take out any kind of loan or open a credit card in your name. The internet burglar is out of luck.
Rats.
All right, Harry. Dad says we got to freeze our credit. I'm assuming you're our father in this scenario. I have a dad, though. I already have one.
Sierra, I am not your father. Yeah, I guess I am kind of sounding like a dad because it kind of felt like a lecture when we were first putting the story together. Mm-hmm. No one really wants to hear how to step-by-step freeze their credit. So we decided to make it a little bit more fun. But at the same time, you can see how there are three credit bureaus. They're separate. They're also different than Credit Karma, which is not a credit bureau. But think of it, once again, it's like locking the doors of your house. And if you lock two doors, but you leave the basement door unlocked and somebody opens up a credit card and they do a credit check through Experian and that's the one door you didn't lock, somebody may be running up thousands of dollars worth of debt in your name. So, yeah.
You're the dad.
Dad, do what I tell you or you're grounded, but it's for your own good, Sierra.
you took a really fun spin on it. I would like to point out that the fraudster, the alleged fraudster in that story, was photojournalist Luke Carter, who loves a good cameo. But aside from just laughing when I saw him with that bandana on his face, we talked about it after we saw your story on air. We went to go lock our credit. So it really was educational. Luke included, after he edited the story, went to go follow all the steps you said in that story.
Yeah. And even Andy was Andy was one of our investigative reporters, was saying, why do we lock all three? And it was like, you know, unless you're a consumer dad who's talking about this every single day, I'm willing to bet the majority of people don't realize that you have to lock all three. And that really puts you in a much better position.
And that credit score, I mean, I can't say it enough. We can't get away from it. It's such a nuisance. So if it turns out that someone is, you know, involved in some fraudulent activity affecting your credit score, that really is a big deal. So this could really save some of our viewers big time.
Yeah, think of your credit score. Credit score is power.
Mm-hmm,
it really is. And if your credit score is below 600, you're not going to have the same power as somebody who's got a 735 or a 740 or just over 700.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to get over 700, but if you can get much higher than that, your borrowing power becomes much better. And one other thing real quick I wanted to clarify, we were talking about this also, your credit score, because there are so many different credit scores and it's kind of, I'm not going to try and explain it all, but the major one is FICO. And you could actually, we did this the other day, go to FICO's website, sign up for free, get a free account. You don't buy any other products because you don't have to. And you can actually look at what your credit score is there. And it has different scores, like your FICO 8 is, I believe that's what they pull for your car loans.
Yep. That's the big one right now.
That's the big one. Buying a car?
Don't get me started about the car stuff.
Wait a second. I just bought a car. I know this.
Well, great information there. Such a fun story. And it really kept it simple for our viewers, me included. And I was able to go freeze and lock my credit. Unfortunately, I'm one of the few that has been seemingly affected, according to my email from AT&T. But thank you so much, Harry, for the information. Thanks for joining us. This has been Behind the Investigation with Atlanta News First Investigates. And don't forget that you can find our podcast, watch Behind the Investigation, wherever you get your podcasts.